Norm brought this up during the mix, but I saw it on the Twitter as well, just talking about through six games, the Cowboys are the only team that has not started a single drive in the opponent's territory. The other 31 teams have started an average of 5.9 drives. So
that feels insanely high to
that
me.
That does.
I can't imagine.
That's like one per game.
Right. I can't imagine teams are averaging one per game. Have you actually seen the math on this, Jake, at all? I have not. I was stunned by this, and I even tweeted it yesterday when our friend Adam online put it out there. But I felt like that needed some verification just because I can't imagine teams average 16 short field possessions per season, but maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Does that just mean, it means you're getting some kind of a turnover, right?
Usually, or a huge return, and the Cowboys get neither. The Cowboys,
thus far,
they really don't. I mean, it's kind of, not to jump right into kicking Jason Garrett when he's down, but it's kind of like we learned years ago, and we even stopped really talking about it. It's just the return game. For years and years and years, you just put Cole Beasley back there because you know he can perform a fair catch.
I don't have it broken down by team this year, but I do know that their average line of scrimmage starting point per drive is 32nd or first, however you want to look at it.
32nd?
Yeah.
So what, their own 27 or something?
22.6.
Oh, it's not even the 25.
Whereas Philly is on the complete opposite end, a whole 10 yards better at 32.6.
And that doesn't sound like much if you hear that, but the percentages are...
That's 11 times a game.
Are massive.
Yeah. Another thing I saw out there on the Twitter, that since 1991, when a team wins time of possession, total yards, turnovers, gets at least 25 first downs, and converts 10 or more third down attempts, teams are 90, well, before Sunday, they were 90-0. They're now 90-1. Like, somehow the Cowboys managed all those statistical wins.
I mean, you could just go to third downs. Like 10 third down conversions, that's almost never a loss. Unless it's been screwed up by a bunch of turnovers.
Yet that game didn't even seem like... The final score is close, but it didn't feel that close there at the end for sure. I want to ask you guys about like... So I'm a caveman, layman, fan. Very interested in diving in the numbers, but sometimes I get lost in there. And I think many people are like me. But it felt like after the first few games, and it almost seems like just even the eyeball test was, they are doing a lot of play action. And I remember that this is a calling card. I feel like you've been yelling about this for many years, that, hey, not just like do more ticket stocks because we get, you know what I mean, or more campouts because that helps the ratings. But, you know, like it really does, play action works, even when you're not necessarily going to run, you know, like, but it still works. It doesn't have to be first and 10, but it does help if it's, you know, if you're being deceptive, but
even broader
play
than
action
play action
is always good.
Even broader than play action, let me just jump in on that. It's just deception. So play action's a form of deception.
So second and two, you think you're going to run throwing something.
It goes the other way as well.
Yeah.
If you can sell teams when you run the ball that you are strongly considering a pass right here, it's the same. So it's like the exact opposite of play action, but it has the same effect. What you're trying to do, of course, is affect some of the 11 defenders with deception. It makes your job a million times easier, and the most common use of that is the play action fake.
So it feels like in the first few games they were using it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought Jake said yesterday like they used it four times Sunday. A total of four, and then I'm trying to figure out why would that be? Is that, hey, our offensive line is banged up. We don't think he can take that extra 0.5 seconds to, you know, if you do play action, you're giving up a second or something. Like, why would you totally abandon something that had been working so well? Like, well, it worked well in the past few years for sure, and then once we did it even more in the beginning of the season, wow, look how it just keeps working. Why would you totally go away from it?
Yeah, and I've been asked on play action and motion, so I looked into it today, and this is quantifiable behind some paywalls in various places, so you can confirm, you know, with independent graders, you know, just how much it's being used and how much it's not being used. And the other one people ask about is motion. Is motion being used the same amount?
Because that was a big thing coming into the year. They're going to be more motion. There's lots of stuff that Kellen Moore is going to do.
And honestly, motion's about the same. They really aren't doing – now, week one –
same as in the first few weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
On a per-average basis, it's within the range of about the same.
Motion is to make the defense tell you what they're doing?
Yeah, but also to create deception, to create eye candy, if you will. You know, that jet sweep or end-around motion is totally meant to freeze or to move defenders from what is normally a very basic run down the middle. If you can get the linebackers to take a sidestep one way or the other, or the safeties to step up, it makes your job way easier. So the motion's about the same.
Week five was lower just because they were in hurry-up.
Yes.
And they were...
They scrapped their play, their game plan.
Whereas this week, they should have been in hurry up and did not scrap their game plan.
Very odd. They never really went to up-tempo this week. But the play action has dropped dramatically. And so now we ask, okay, why has that dropped dramatically? What sort of things do we have at work here? And we would say, number one, they've had a couple road games in somewhat – hostile situations at New Orleans, and then, you know, you felt like the Meadowlands or whatever we call that now was a little more ramped up. So I'm not giving you an excuse. I'm just simply looking for reasons. And the reasons I might suggest, as I did the piece on Kellen Moore this morning at The Athletic, I think this all fits under the same balloon or under the same umbrella. Messed that one up, didn't I? That I really, really believe that these two games demonstrate a reverting back to what made us all crazy about the Cowboys offense, which is we've put together this offense. We paid for Zeke. We paid for this offensive line. We just had a high turnover game. We've just lost two in a row. We're going to what? We're going to get back to basics, and we're going to pound the rock, and we're going to physically overrun the Jets, and we're going to kind of be stubborn about it, Dan. And so where does the play action go? It just goes into handoffs to Zeke in those play action situations. So in effect, the Jets were running a far more aggressive game plan on Sunday than the Cowboys, just by virtue of that first and 10 at their own 8-yard line after the fourth down stop. It's a perfect run situation. Everyone's expecting you to pound the rock right
there.
Get out
of the shadow, yeah.
And you go play action right away, and you want to hit them over the top of the 92-yard touchdown. And fortune favors the bold.
So is it like lack of confidence in Dak, or Dak confidence fading?
I think it's just, let's get back to what we do best. And if Jason Garrett's running that meeting, say what you want about first-year coordinator Kellen Moore, but odds are he's not the only vote in the room. And they get back to playing the very risk-averse, somewhat predictable, no, not somewhat, very predictable, when in doubt, feed Zeke. And while it's a fun cliche to feed Zeke, and while it's a cool little celebration that's gif-able, I think it's exactly the dumbest thing you could possibly do is to ram your head into the wall repeatedly, even if he is getting 4 yards a carry, which he really didn't. But, you know, he had some effective runs. The point is, though, they were run first on first down to a degree we have not seen all season. But the closest we came was when they were on the road in New Orleans, and they kind of did the exact same thing. And so in these two games, instead of being 50-50 run pass on first down in the first three quarters, where we try to remove the noise of garbage time or trying to rally, they went up to 70-30 run the ball. And in the red zone, they went to 80-20 run the ball.